my kids while we set up here.
Learn about science! Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, settle down. We're almost ready. Okay.
Settle down.
Everyone got a listening buddy?
All right,
Donna.
Okay, Donnie.
Hey, kids. I'm Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
I'm Donna.
And we're seeing to tell you some exciting things about
science.
Yay!
After she has died, is now a standard procedure with science as our guide. Correction is possible if conditions are right. First, the body's vital heat must be sustained by light. And if the darling corpse should tumble down the stairs, upon waking, she'll cough up an apple or a pear. So if a young maiden dies, you know just what to do. Put her in a glass coffin, drop the body and check for fruit. Drop the body and check for fruit. Put her in a glass coffin, drop the body and check for fruit. Spontaneous generation is a tool that can't be beat, giving us Helmont's equation that goes advice from our wheat. Clear glass and crystal speed up plant life's birth. Caloric particles from the sun as it orbits round our Earth. If the fruit is dislodged from the mouth of the deceased, combined with agitation, elixir vitae is released. Glass coffins should have inlays of gold for air rarefication and to promote sanguinity of the humors. The body should be dropped no more than 2 cubits and no less than 1 cubit.
Check for fruit.
Fruit spontaneously generated from young girls include apples, pears, pomegranates, and persimmons.
We like those.
You've got a small window, no longer than 3 weeks. If she's somewhat pungent, then let her rest in peace. The shock of reanimation may cause phlegmatic disease. Promptly treat with leeches and a phlebotomy. This rule only applies to maidens, cherubs of great virtue, harlots and old witches, spit spiders and toadstools. So you don't need a bezoar or philosopher's stone. Just check those cheeks for tasty treats after she's been thrown. Now leading alchemists have proven what to do. Put her in a glass coffin. Drop the body and check for fruit. Drop the body and check for fruit. Drop the body.